Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
It's your time on Her Radio. Ask your questions or comment at askher@radiomd.com. Time to ask her.
Oh boy, it's Ask Her time. I'm Dr. Pam Peek, and we have some wonderful questions here. And thank you so much for sending them on in. And remember, when you have a question, just email it to askher@radiomd.com. All right, now the first one is someone asking about weight loss with someone who has diabetes. Well, I got some tips for you right off the bat. It's so important for you to just get up and get physically active. Honey, we're not talking about the Olympics here. I'm just simply saying do regular physical activity. Why is that important? As a physician, I know that when you and anyone out there becomes physically active, you become much more efficient at being able to control your blood sugar. And when it comes to diabetes, isn't it all about blood sugar anyway? So you're not only going to be able to drop fat when you do your physical activity, but you're also going to lower your blood sugar to more normal ranges, and you're going to boost your sensitivity to insulin, which helps keep your blood sugar within a normal range. So, honey, assume the vertical, keep it moving. How much you need to do? You know, I love that 10,000 steps a day. Just whip out your Fitbit or just go to your iPhone and find countless apps that are all free that'll help you measure the steps you take every day. Walking is the most important one of all. So please get up and move. The next thing you want to do is get plenty of fiber. It's rough, it's tough, and it may help you reduce your risk of diabetes by improving blood sugar control. Yep, and it lowers your risk for heart disease, promotes weight loss by helping keep you full. And then you want to definitely make sure to skip any fad diet and make healthier choices. Ah, fad diets. Who needs any of this stuff? Look, here's the key thing. Refined sugar and processed sugar and also related products are just trashola. Did you hear me? Trash. Get them out of your life, because all they're going to do is rain havoc with your blood sugar levels. And when that happens, you're not going to drop any kind of weight. Be careful of things like diet beverages that tend to have those artificial sweeteners. Most of those have been found to kick up your insulin, just like refined sugar does. Who needs that? Plus, they also ignite your reward center and keep you in that addictive eating mode. Bag it. We don't need that. So skip that and go for whole foods. Vegetables, vegetables, and more vegetables, all right? A smattering of fruit and a little bit of whole grain. We're home. We can do this, okay? So terribly important. Go to the American Dietetic Association website as well as the American Diabetes website. They have fabulous, fabulous ways of being able to show you recipes, food plans, to be able to keep you on track. It's really important to pick nutritious carb sources as well. So, like I said, read those nutrition labels. If you find something that's just riddled with simple sugars, read simple sugar. Get out of there already, all right? And please don't be grazing and eating all day long. That's not going to help either. Whole foods, get whole foods into your meals. So terribly important. Okay, did you hear me? So important. Second question. What are the long-term health effects on caregivers? They're big time. I'm going to tell you right off the bat that stress studies have shown that when caregivers are able to integrate their own caregiving in with that of someone else, they do really well, because it's mentally and physically stressful. The people who run into the biggest problem are the ones who fall off their own radar screen in terms of taking care of themselves while they're caregiving anyone else. Now, women, you know, we'll caregive anything that comes within 100 feet of us. We don't even have to know them. We just caregive, right? All right. So got to be careful, because we tend to forget ourselves. And then guess what? Our immune system gets hammered. Also, at the same time, our sleep, you know, goes down. We get sleep deprived. Our appetite then is stimulated by toxic levels of stress hormone. We're eating everything that's not tacked down. And guess what? We end up gaining weight, getting sicker. Our immune system gets hammered. We actually do get sicker. I mean, it's amazing. And so that's why it's important. Please, oh, please, know you're not selfish. Because remember, the best caregiver is a healthy caregiver. And if you're not taking care of number one, what are you going to be doing, you know, for the people around you? So it's really important, no matter who you're caregiving. Now, there are some really great websites out there. Here are some nice go-to resources. And here's one, helpguide.org. Helpguide.org. And they'll be able to help, you know, give you some tips on how to be able to take care of yourself much better. And also look at the common signs and symptoms of caregiver stress, like anxiety, depression, irritability, trouble concentrating, feeling tired and run down, difficulty sleeping, overreacting to minor nuisances, new and worsening health problems, feeling increasingly resentful, drinking, smoking, or eating more, neglecting responsibilities, cutting back on leisure activities. Uh-oh, we don't want any of that. So you got to ask for help, learn to delegate, give yourself a break, practice acceptance of everything going on around you, do the best you can, take care of your health. Join a support group if you want to. There's boatloads of online support like Help Guide. All right. Question number three. I do yoga, but should I also be lifting weights? Well, I just got right back into yoga just recently. I'm going to tell you. It depends upon who your yoga instructor is and what kind of yoga. If you're doing Ashtanga strength yoga, well, you're just fine as you stand there on your head. But, you know, if you're really thinking about this, you know what I like to do? Honestly, between you, me, and the walls, I like to combine both. You know, yoga and strength training combine perfectly. They do really well. You will get strength and flexibility. The flexibility from the yoga is crazy. It's so good. And the strength, you get it from both that and also hitting the gym or just using your own body weight for strength training. You also get a chance to do some endurance, definitely with vinyasa flow, for instance, and explosiveness when you lift those weights, controlled aggression and relaxation. So you get a little bit of a blend of both. You know that, gotta lift that weight. At the same time, we now know how to relax so much better. And you're also getting a workout that keeps your muscles in really good shape. You know, when you do lift weights, you tone those muscles, you strengthen them. But you know, if you really do practice yoga on a regular basis, you get a beautiful body. You really do. But you got to do it on a regular basis. And honestly, as you get older, I especially ask that you do some level of strength training. Brand new information and science that just came down that says if you do that strength training, you also, guess what? Strengthen the brain as well. Key stuff here. So I say do both. A little bit of this, a little bit of that. And it's also cross training. And that in and of itself is really smart training because you want to be able to use all kinds of parts of your body. Get that cardio in there, that balance, the flexibility, the endurance. You need it all, especially over the age of 40 and 50, where we want to stay physically independent. Really important here. So we've been looking at several questions here. One is weight loss tips for diabetes. And the next one is really looking at caregiver burnout, how to avoid that. And also yoga and strength training. The answer is absolutely yes, you need to do both. So there you have it. I'm Dr. Pam Peek with Michelle King Robeson. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and if you have health questions that you want us to answer, you got to email them to us at askher@radiomd.com. Listen to our wonderful podcast on Radio MD, iHeart, and iTunes. Whatever you do, stay well.